Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Every week we get to gather here and talk about the latest and greatest in Utah real estate and interior design because we're hosted by Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Lindsay and KSL friends. It is so good to be back with you. It's such a beautiful Saturday. Oh my gosh, we are loving this weather. And the Parade of Homes is going on. Thank goodness the weather is good because we are swarming these Parade Homes. There's 31 in Utah Valley that is getting ready to showcase, and it's busy. It is so busy.
It starts June 8th, right?
It does start June 8th. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to all of the subcontractors that are so busy right now. I don't think anyone realizes how hard they work and their families sacrifice so that all of these homes can be beautiful. This last week, I was in many parade homes. There's 31. I was specifically in four. And these guys are covered in dirt, just digging holes and doing swimming pools. And sprinklers are going off. And, you know, all the good things that are going wrong. The cabinet guys are still installing cabinets as we're trying to furnish the homes. It's a little chaotic. The plumbers, you know. But they work so hard, and I'm so grateful. It really is a team effort, and you have to just buy tickets to go see what is being showcased. It's $20 per ticket, but at Osmond Designs, you get a $3 discount per ticket, and you get a free bag and a free lanyard.
So I went and got mine.
So it's pretty cool.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We have Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong. It's your new necklace that you're wearing. You're proud to be a Parade of Homes. You know, I don't know. What are you? You're a sponsor.
Swag. Customer.
Yeah. You're a supporter.
Customer. We're supporters.
You're a supporter, a proud supporter. Thank you, Matthew.
And look, Osmond Design right on the ticket right here. And you're doing what, like four homes? Even though I know other designers buy stuff from you for the other houses.
Yeah, we're doing more than that. We'll just put our name on four, though.
Just put it on four.
We're sure proud about that. We'll tell you more about it as the show continues. But Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong, I call you guys the real estate gurus. I just came up with that this morning. I hope that's all right.
I thought you were like rebranding.
Nope. Yeah, we're going to change all of our
Armstrong
logos.
Realestategurus.com?
No. There we go. No. You've only been in the business, what, 28, 29 years?
Almost 29.
That's impossible.
But you look 25.
Oh, thank you.
They don't know what to say.
At least I do. Matthew's looking his age.
You guys are the most techie real estate agents, I think, in the entire state of Utah. It's amazing how many computers and, calculators. You guys are just... You actually work these days, you know? You're old school.
We're old school. We listed an apartment complex this week, and I was just telling Heather that... like, we've got to go call these people now because we listed this apartment complex. Like, because we're old school.
Isn't AI just going to replace us?
I mean, maybe.
Replace all that calling and everything.
You got to call up all the other brokers and tell them about the property. And so they'll call up their clients, and then that's why you sell it.
And Drew just wrote three offers just the other day, you know?
I'd been gone for a week. So I had to come back and kind of make up for it. So
yeah. So Drew is a world traveler. Not only does he sell real estate, but he is the most incredible photographer, you guys, just saying. So, you know, you're doing double duty. Matthew's over here working, and Drew's
That's
out there
his
playing.
Job. My job is to go take pictures of the Grand Canyon, and his job is to sell houses.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Drew, you're smart. Astral photography conference with a bunch of famous photographers last week, and was down there taking pictures of the stars all night long. And then going to classes all day long.
We didn't get much sleep.
That's amazing.
If you want to see his stuff, go to drewarmstrong.com. And have you posted stuff yet?
I got to load some stuff. I think I have. I put a couple of new albums up. But the big one for us this time was we did the two weep, where you have to get a backcountry permit, and we went and shot the Milky Way arching over Two Weep, over the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
Down there. And that's been a bucket list item for me, a shot I wanted to get for quite a while. It's pretty.
Well,
it's
you live in beautiful. Utah, so there's a lot to take pictures of that's, you know, not too far away. So that's
right,
amazing.
Right. I think, I mean, there are people that come to Utah from all over the world to take pictures because we live in such a beautiful place. We're really blessed that way.
So. Well, not only do you take pictures of landscapes and just the incredible environment of Utah, but you also specifically take pictures of homes because the online presence right now for helping to sell your home is more powerful than ever.
Absolutely. You know, that's actually kind of what got me into photography because we've always believed that really good photography and videography like mm-hmm. makes or breaks selling a house. And so we've always done a pretty good job and we've had good equipment. And then I'm like, you know, maybe I could use this to take pictures of something other than the house. And that's really what got me going. Drones too. I mean, that aerial pictures are so important to establishing, you know, what the neighborhood's like and how it fits contextually within a neighborhood, what somebody's backyard's like. And all of that is something that aerial videography and photography has made a huge difference with. So,
and we like to go fast. We like and homeowners are like, okay, I'll be ready Monday, but then they call and they're like, we're not quite ready. And so we hated that rescheduling. And so we can go in there and we can get the pictures taken. We can be a little flexible with them. And then we have our own 3D equipment as well. And we
do the virtual tours.
The virtual tours. And we can update pictures so that when seasons change or things get put away, we can fix those.
I mean, we always advocate using a good outside photographer for most realtors that are out there because they don't, you know, your cell phone is just not adequate, right? But at the same time, you know, we would have to replace our photographer every few years because there was turnover. And it was like, so our quality was up and down and up and down and up and down because it's like, oh, well, we just found a new one because our last guy that was awesome decided to get a real job after college. And then and then you lose them and you're like, oh, crap, what are we going to do now? And for a while it would be inconsistent, and so I love it, and so I just do it myself.
You just do it, and it's included in your listing price. There's not an additional fee for that.
Nope.
So people are sitting in their kitchens, in their family rooms, and they're shopping mm-hmm. for homes. They're shopping for investments, whether it be commercial or land or multifamily, whatever that is in Utah. People have extra money. Utah's a great place to invest. So if you have great photography, if you have your virtual tours, it makes all the difference in the world to actually get someone to make an appointment to walk through your home.
Yeah, one of our clients that we just put under contract, and this is a buyer, not a seller, but he's a Delta pilot. He was in Chile when we found literally we had looked at another house that was up the street, and we came in second place on that one. We missed it because there was a cash buyer. This is a young guy, a young pilot. And that I had such a good relationship with the agent who was representing the other seller. He got a call from one of another agent who saw the comparable. And they're like, hey, you know, tell me about that sale. And he's like, you know, there's this other guy who has a buyer, it would be a really good buyer. We bought it. We had the offer written before it went on the market. And we got it, of course, because nobody else had even seen it. But my client was comfortable because I went up there. I took video. I took aerial, flew the drone around, showed where it was situated within the neighborhood. And this is a mountain home. And so he's like, yeah, we'll buy it. So we put it under contract. He'd never even set foot on the property.
That's amazing.
So
the power of photography and videography is more impactful than ever. Matthew, you are an investor. Drew, you're an investor. Not only do you sell real estate, you help sellers and buyers and help them prepare their homes to get the most out of it. But you guys are active in buying and selling and developing your own stuff.
We are. We've that was kind of our goal getting into real estate was to own real estate and to develop it. Drew's had a lot of people don't know this, but he grew up building houses and remodeling houses with his dad, who is a contractor. And so he's had his B-100 contractor's license the whole time we've been real estate agents.
Since I got my broker's license, I got my contractor's license and my broker's license the same time. More experience with real estate sales, but I've had it. And, you know, I mean, that is a huge advantage. I go looking with people, and we can identify 90% of the problems that a home inspection would find up front, so that I never say, oh, we're not going to get the home inspection. We believe in good home inspections. But a lot of times I can see a problem that will derail the purchase before they spend $600 on an inspection. We go find another one, get that one inspected, and just move forward from that. So that way we can avoid some of the expense and problem, because I can identify those things having been a contractor and having a contractor's background.
Well, so, I think time is money too, right? You just don't want to waste your time.
And the other thing is even when we're negotiating repairs, having someone who's experienced who can say, no, that's not that big a problem. Let me explain why. You did that this week on a house that we're selling, and we said no to a repair request, and the buyer said, okay, and they bought it.
Yep.
So anyway.
So good. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, with her stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, we got to get right into it because you have a slew of guests here today.
Yes, we sure do. We have been talking about anything and everything in the real estate industry. Utah is such a great place to be an investor, to be a homeowner, to be running a business, and, you know, it just continues. And today we have Dan James with Black Diamond Experts. He's the owner of this incredible business. He's been on our show before. Welcome back, Dan. How are you?
Excited to be back here. Looking forward to chatting with you about springtime and getting everybody's houses ready to go.
This is awesome. And we still have Matthew Flinders on the show with us. Matthew, how's it going?
It's going great.
He is the real estate guru. Drew.
Armstrong and Flinders. They have a self-imposed jingle.
We love having them. Dan, introduce yourself to our KSL friends today.
Yeah, so I'm Dan James. I'm the president of Black Diamond Experts. We do home repairs and replacements all the way across Utah, including St. George. So we specialize in electrical, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, and drain cleaning. And our job is to make your life easy, keep your homes efficient and safe, and make it so you enjoy coming home every day to a nice, comfortable home.
Should we just go around the room and say our personal experiences with Dan and his company? Because we've all used him.
We have all used Dan, and we can use anyone. I'm in the industry, and your company is incredible. You're there, you're efficient, you're quick, you're clean, you know, all the good things. You guys have a really cool program that I signed up for as well. Tell our friends about that.
Yeah, we love the program. So it's called the Diamond Service Plan, where we take care of both of your HVAC tune-ups in spring and fall. And then we also have a free basic drain cleaning, a plumbing water heater safety check, and water heater flush, and a electrical inspection. So basically, we help you get those maintenance things scheduled. The goal for us is to address any issues that you might have before they become a major issue by doing maintenance. And it also makes it so you don't have to worry about it. If you're as important as Heather is, you don't want to be worried about changing your air filter and dealing with the tune-ups, and so we schedule that for you and get it out there and get it done for you.
Did you hear that? He called you important.
That was so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
You made my day today.
If you're a big wig, you don't change your own air filters.
Nobody has time for that, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
It was interesting to walk in and meet Dan this morning and then to realize that one of his very first hires is one of our past clients that we've sold a couple of houses for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And who has Jason Shea. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and Jason's been amazing. He's also an electrician like myself, and as he's been a huge part of growing the company since, I think, about 2010 or 2011. And he's been a great asset to the company, and now is overall all of our operations for installations. So
yeah, he installed all of the can lighting in my office.
Okay, awesome.
And recently he just did, you guys do drain liners.
Yeah, so, we do sewer liners.
Right, sewer liners. So I had a sewer in a house in Sandy that was having some issues, so I called up Jason, get us a quote. So he did, and then they came out, but they only have to dig one hole instead of digging up the whole pipe.
Yeah,
and they
It's really awesome technology, and if you've got roots in your system or if it needs to be replaced, there's a lot of different options, but one of them is where you can dig in one spot and you shoot a liner, which is basically makes a brand new pipe underground that goes all the way to the sewer line in the city and all the way into the house, and it saves tearing up your whole yard and all that type of stuff. And so we love doing that anytime we have the opportunity.
So if you have a slow drain or something like that, they'll come out and they'll camera it and then tell you what some of your options are. But they've got some good options in it.
Definitely a lot of different things. We have a lot of different equipment to make sure that we can address anything that comes up. It's a pretty complicated industry when it comes to sewer replacements. You wouldn't think there's a lot of sewer issues in Utah, but there's a lot of homes with really old sewer systems.
There's a lot of issues. From a real estate side, we know all
about. I was just going to say, Matthew and Drew, you guys know better than anyone that you need everything to work in a home. You get that home inspector in. And it really does matter to those buyers that everything is working. There's no leaks. The electrical is working. If you have an outlet that's not working, it needs to be repaired so that you can get the most money out of your home.
Mm-hmm. It is. We had some electrical repairs on a house we were negotiating this week. One of those old Zinsco panels. I bet you love those old Zinsco.
Oh, those Zinsco panels. They're so dangerous. I've seen firsthand a fire started in Provo when I went to a house that had a Zinsco panel. And something happened up in the attic, and it grounded out, and normal breakers just trip, and it was just letting that electricity flow through, and it started a fire. So they're very dangerous. If you see them, they're very unique looking. They have different color handles. They're really skinny, and they're definitely something, anytime you buy a house, that needs to go the first thing. So
I would imagine that electrical is one thing. I mean, I'm not touching that stuff. If you don't know how to do it, call Dan, because I'm not touching that. Dan, I imagine this time of year, too, is air conditioning season, right? Are we all getting those ready?
Yep, we've been getting them ready. Over the last about month and a half, getting through a lot of our memberships tune-ups where we come and do the tune-up. I always highly recommend getting a tune-up, especially on your AC unit before it gets hot. Sometimes that unit's been outside, maybe covering snow and feet of snow potentially this year, and as soon as you start it up, you might find that it's got an issue, and you don't want to be the person that calls in on a 100-degree day when you turn it on and find out that it's going to take longer for us to get out there. So I strongly recommend getting a schedule for a tune-up. We can come out there, make sure your system's working right, make sure it's ready for the summer, that it's going to be efficient and all that stuff. And so give us a call and we can take care of that.
Everybody has that one dad in their family that like keeps the windows open at night because it's still cool enough, right? That you can like cool down the house, but then it gets so hot during the day and he's like, we're not turning on the air conditioning yet. But it's time.
Yeah,
Lindsay, there's those thermostats, those digital thermostats Dan did in my home. It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's like having an iPad on the wall to control your system, and it even calculates what the air feels like. So even if it says it's 74 on the thermostat, it might feel like it's 76 due to humidity, and so it really tells you that, and it makes the system a lot more efficient and a lot more comfortable. And there's a lot of cool things, and they can be smart enough to not be on when you're not home and come back on as soon as you walk in the door, and cool things like that.
That is so cool. I'm behind the times because I'm just like, you turn it on, right? Like you do the thermostat.
Not anymore. It's a smart home.
Not.
Yeah, Dan, how do people find you?
Best way to find us is just go to our website, bdexperts.com, or just Google us. We have our primary location in Salt Lake that serves Ogden, Orem, Park City, Tooele. And then we have our Southern Utah location that serves all of St. George and the surrounding areas.
Dan James, Black Diamond Experts, thank you so much for being on the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We just love Utah. We love real estate. We have Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong on the show with us today. Welcome back, you guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Heather. Well, it's good to be here again.
We actually have too much fun, I have to say. You know, word on the street is you guys have like a fog machine. You have a disco ball in your office. You guys have a little too much
fun
with
your
employees.
We have a lot of fun. Our employees, actually, I think every single one of them have said it's the most fun place they've ever worked. And sometimes people are like, why do you have that?
What are you doing in there?
What are you doing? But the reason is because you got to call people and you got to like be in the right mood. So we get the music going and we have the nice, fun environment. And then we get on the phone and we talk to lots of people and do deals. And it's better when you're excited
when it's fun.
Enthusiastic and it's fun. And instead of...
Our clients can tell, you know? I mean, they can tell that we enjoy what we do. And
absolutely.
And even when it's hard, and there are a lot of hard parts of our job, but even when it's hard, we're up for it. So,
right.
Well, and it's summertime, you guys. So it's a busy time for you. School is out.
Is.
People, you know, in Utah, we have more kids than any other state in the entire country. And most people don't want to pull their kids out of school to move home. So they wait for this great break. Perfect timing. People have money. Interest rates are up a little bit, but, you know, there's still great rates. Creative financing can help people get into homes. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to sell your home if it's priced right. You guys are the experts at that. How do people go about selling their home? What's the process?
The first thing they do is they usually call us up and say, hey, here's something we're thinking about. And so then what we ask a lot of questions, you know, so if you sold the house, where are you moving next? You know, what's the motivation to move? Why don't we come over and take a look at your home? And then we'll tell you, you know, what things that you should do, what things you don't need to do, and then exactly what it will sell for in today's market. And then we can tell how long that will take based on what we're selling. And then we can help people really create a plan. And that's why they like us to come over, because we spend the time doing those things. We can help them see all the numbers there. They're talking with their bank, or we have some great brokers that we talk to. Central Bank's one of the great lenders that we work with. And then, which is a sponsor of...
We love Central Bank. They're my bank.
Right. And then we help them through that process. And having somebody who's done it, you know, 2,000 more than 2,000 times is comforting to people, and it makes it more predictable, and they can see how it's going to work. And we're good at making it happen, like we say it will work.
Absolutely.
Out.
And you guys are so high techy, is how I would say it. But you do.
We're nerds.
You're total nerds and geeks, real estate nerd and geeks. And I love it. And it's so fun. And you guys, you know, you say that, but you guys are super cool too. So that's so nice. You're approachable, you're comfortable. These market analyses that you do are free of charge.
Right.
So you mm-hmm. can get all of the information. You guys have the data. You have the charts and graphs and that prove, and you can show people.
Sometimes it's not only is it just, it's experience. I mean, I've got one right now where I have some clients, and the truth is they're just a teeny bit upside down on their house at this point. And they're like, well, we've got to sell it. And so we start looking at what would make this work? How could we make it work? Well, they have a 2.6% interest rate, and it's assumable. And so we just did another client. We found them a house with a very low interest, assumable interest rate. And you start looking at that and you go, okay, how much would buying a loan down to 2.6% cost somebody at this point? Well, it's a heck of a lot more than these guys are upside down. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put that house up for sale. It's going to be a little high when you just look at the price. But when you factor in a 2.6% assumable interest rate and the fact that they're willing to wait, that's a good deal. It's a really good deal because the payment is going to be so low. So, there are things that having done this through cycles where things have gone up and down and knowing how the market works and knowing how financing works and what's really available. I mean, there's a new program right now that's just coming online that's a $20,000 grant program that's not been available before. And we know what that's about, how to get that, you know, what's available for clients out there in ways that a lot of people who are brand new at this, they just don't see it the same way.
Right. Drew gets on the phone. He's talking to a listing agent. He's asking questions. And all of a sudden, he's putting together an assumption deal or doing something and explaining to the seller how this is going to work and how long it will take and what the steps are. And he can do that where sometimes people don't even realize those things are possible. And that's kind of fun. It's exciting when you help your client and they're like, hey, thanks. Like, thank you.
Thank you for being knowledgeable about your industry. What a novel idea. They say in real estate, location, location, location. So if you want to be in a specific area, there are ways to do that. And you guys can help be creative to make that happen. A lot of people in real estate right now are either upsizing or they're downsizing. I call it right-sizing. Just, you know, your needs change. I know for me specifically, in the beginning, we were, you know, a young family. I wanted a two-story where I could have my kids' bedrooms around me and close to me because, you know, you had to
have those for them.
Yeah, yeah, and you have those nurseries and, you know, all of that. You just need to be around your kids. As my kids grew, I wanted to be away from my kids. I wanted a master on the main. And so, you know, we moved and we did that. And now I'm at the point where all of my kids are almost grown. Yeah. I never go upstairs and I don't really go in the basement. I mean, I just want that main floor living. Everything is on the main and I'm just a little spoiled. So, you know, now more than ever in the age that I'm in, I just want a rambler. Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah. Your needs change as your knees change.
Yeah, your knees.
But
I've never heard that one before. That's a good one.
I mean, really, you know, what you need out of a house changes a lot. And one thing that's really interesting right now is we are still struggling with a supply problem in real estate, even with a 6.5% interest rates that we're seeing right now, because people who have these homes that are at these lower interest rates are not willing to sell them because they're like, yeah, we're going to wait a little while. Until things change, until the market changes a little bit to do that wanted shift in what would fit our family. But they're going to wait around a little bit because their new interest rate would be so high that they don't want to get rid of it. Or a lot of times we have clients that are they have a house and it's like, well, okay, we need a new house or we have to move because of a job transfer. They're keeping the old house as a rental because it cash flows so well because they got a 2.5% interest rate. And so we're struggling finding houses that are the right fit for people. And we're dealing with multiple offer situations all the time again with a 6.5% interest rate that's out there. And so it's just a weird market right now. I mean, we've been through something that's similar to this in the past, but this is kind of unique definitely in the last 15 years. We haven't seen anything like this.
Right. I was listening to a guy yesterday. He's one of the presidents of one of the big companies in the United States for real estate companies, and just talking about the different markets and how supply is so low and then demand is strong enough, like Drew's saying, that you still have on the best properties, you know, if things are lined up correctly, that, you know, they're getting multiple offers. Yep. And he was just saying, you know, so many people are thinking the market's going to crash or retract, but a lot more things are going to have to happen if that's really going to if the market's going to retract. So yeah. I think the odds are against that.
If you own a big office building, I take it all back. But for everything else, it's strong, and I don't think that the Federal Reserve is going to continue to raise rates the way they have because the banking system can't handle that right now. And it'll create other big, huge problems within the banking system. You know, you see a couple of banks have gone bust and stuff. And so I don't think they're going to do that. If you own a big office building, people have learned that you can work from home and they like that better. And if you own a big office buildings, I feel bad for you. But anything else in real estate is pretty healthy.
I think so, too. So personally, I feel like being in the furniture and industry and interior design industry, the custom and the luxury home market is stronger than ever.
Yeah.
You get all of these cash buyers. They just want what they want, and they don't care. I mean, especially the out-of-state buyers, they look at the Utah market and they say, everything is so inexpensive here. Look at this huge house I can get where they used to be in a really, really small home in California, and they can build in Park City and Promontory and Red Ledges and, you know, pretty much anywhere they want to be, and they love it. So that's only helping our industry. Even the spec homes right now, they're selling before they're even done. It's incredible. Yeah. So keep going, Utah.
That's right. And I bet you're having a lot of fun decorating those homes.
It is so much fun. I know. I love it. The latest and greatest trends, you know, are always at Osmond Designs. Right now, one of my favorite styles specifically is Mountain Modern.
I love that.
It's been up in Park City. It's been in Heber. It's been in Woodland Hills, which is in the south end of the valley. But it's becoming more and more mainstream throughout Utah.
That.
You'll see it in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year. We're super excited to be showcasing that. Again, we live in the mountains. That's what Utah is, this Wasatch Front. But we still want it warm and cozy and inviting. We don't want New York modern.
No, Mountain Modern is so nice because you've got these organic shapes
exactly.
and feels and patterns, but you've got clean lines.
Yes,
as
it feels
well.
Like a spa, right?
Yeah, it does.
I know.
Beautiful stuff.
So, so beautiful. Utah Valley Parade of Homes is coming up. June 8th is when it starts. We have tickets available at the Osmond Design Store in Lehi and in Orem. They are $3 off per ticket. So if you're buying multiple tickets, that adds up quite a bit.
I went down and bought four, and I got a bag. Yeah, four bags. She gave me four bags, and I got this little
lanyards. You're not going to lose your ticket.
Osmond Design
you
on
wear
it.
Wear that all the time.
Well, just, I walked just around. When I was coming into the KSL Parade building today, I looked so official.
Matthew is a proud supporter of the Parade of Homes.
And Osmond Designs.
And Osmond Designs. You guys are the coolest. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We have Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong with, you know, what do you guys, what's your jingle?
We're Armstrong and Flinders at UtahRealEstate.net. That's really our company. It's called UtahRealEstate.net, which is kind of like UtahRealEstate.com. But,
you guys are so awesome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. It is amazing weather outside. I'm just saying, it's a great time to buy a home, sell a home, invest in Utah. Go to the Parade of Homes. It's been a great segment, great episode. We've had Dan James with Black Diamond Experts on the show. Now we have Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong still on the show with us. Yeah. You guys are so cool.
That was so fun to see Dan this morning. And so when Drew and I go into a home and we see an electrical problem, or when I do, you know, I'll take a picture of it. I text it to Jason Shade. That's his main electrician right there, his right-hand guy, who's one of our past clients. We've sold him several properties over the years and stuff like that. We ask him questions, and I don't know, it's getting hot outside. So go to their website and sign up. I followed their technician around on a fiveplex I own last time they did the tune-up, and it was so fun to watch him go and tune up each of the furnaces and do all the stuff and just have that peace of mind that I'm not going to get a call this summer.
Well, here's a reminder. Their tune-up program is so inexpensive. You get signed up for that. They come out and take care of it. And I mean, here we are. It's June.
Right.
But it's not been that hot this spring, which is great because it's keeping all the water from drowning us. But it's in the mountains because we still have a ton up there, which is great. But, you know, at some point, it's going to get really hot.
It's coming down.
All the guys are going to get all the calls. These HVAC guys are going to put you on a list, and you're going to be like, well, next week you can have air conditioning that works.
Exactly.
So, I mean, really, call Black Diamond up now.
He gave us a website. It's betheexperts.com.
Yes. Yeah, so, I can make your home look pretty, but, you know, you just want to be comfortable in your home when it's hot. You just want that AC to work, and Black Diamond is the behind-the-scenes subcontractor, the unsung heroes that we're giving them a shout-out today. So we're so grateful to have
him
as a friend.
What's your website, Heather?
OsmondDesignsFurniture.com.
Osmond Designs Furniture.
Yes.
And will you come and change our furnace filters?
No, but I will change your sofa.
Okay.
If you need a new sofa.
Our couch pillows. Our pillows.
When it gets really dusty, then we can get a new sofa.
We have a pillow system. We swap it out. That's a really great idea. Yeah. Seasonal pillow program.
You should do that.
Decorator comes over. Here's how you whack it.
Here you
and
go.
I learned how you whack it.
These are your fall pillows, your spring pillows. Yeah,
change the colors with
you
the
guys,
seasons.
That's so good.
You really need to change this wreath on your door. Here you go.
Wreaths, pillows, candles.
Yes.
You can totally do that.
Who has time for that, right? We need a program for that, you guys. Everything is in stock at Osmond Designs. We have over, I would say, 45,000 square feet, give or take, between the two Lehi and Orem locations. Plus, we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. We have an overflow warehouse in Lehi. Bring your truck and trailer. Have your home look new today. Go to the Parade of Homes. Get inspiration. And then just, you know, do a few little things. Everyone's on different budgets, but everyone can do something a little bit better in their home so that they love the space that they're in. And like you're saying, even a candle.
Right. And if you want to just start somewhere, at least have a designer come out and work with you for a couple hours with what you've got in your home, and then they can meet you at the store and help you pick out a couple of those things or look at a couple of options. And it's not you doing it. It's somebody who loves it and does it all the time.
We're a little passionate about it at Osmond Designs. We've been in business for 20 years.
Oh,
we're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
We're not that old.
I know. You guys, I'm 25, so I don't know how that worked. But yeah, so again, everything's an additional 20% off the lowest mark price. And we already have no one beats our prices philosophy. Best designer brands in the country. So you can feel safe. We have warranties, you know, all the bells and whistles, and so fun.
You know what my wife loves about Osmond Designs is that where she feels safe is she literally had a friend that was complaining about the fact that her friend has the same couch she has, because they went and bought it at RC something. And
like a big box store
everything looks the same.
And
she's like, I never have to worry about that because with Osmond, there's so much like different stuff, like unique, and it's you get a certain number of them and then they're gone, and you don't have like 40,000 of the same thing that's sold to everybody. I mean, there's a place for IKEA, but if you want something that is like just like your taste, that people come in and go, wow, I've never seen anything like that before. You shop at Osmond instead of at the big box stores.
You're awesome. Sure. I know we're running out of time, but we did want to let you know that if you mention that you heard us on the KSL radio show today, and you are the first one in our Lehi or Orem locations to say that, you will receive 2 free Parade of Homes tickets, 2 free bags, 2 free lanyards. Come in right now. It's a race. Don't crash a car getting there, but we're having a lot of fun. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back next week.